So are you ready
for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Buenas noches, familia. Soy Carlos Medina, listo para acompañarte un domingo más en un Underground Garage en el que Little Steven se ha propuesto, digamos, huir del frío. Veremos cómo lo plantea el guitarrista de Springsteen. De momento, vamos entrando en calor y lo hacemos con música. Son The Quar, It's Cold Outside. Comienza el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Buenas noches.
Sunny and jokes used to be funny, but now you're gone and everything's turned all around. Well, my world used to be warm and then there was a storm, but now you're gone and everything's turned upside down. And now it's cold outside and the rain is pouring down and the leaves are turning brown. Can you see that now it's cold outside? And it's all because of you. 'Cause there's nothing I can do to make you love me. Sunny and jokes used to be funny, but now you're gone and everything's turned all around. Well, my world used to be warm and then there was a storm, but now you're gone and everything's turned upside down.
It hasn't been a brutal winter, not yet anyway, but winter is always isolating, dreary, depressing, and you need that. That's why you really shouldn't live year-round in places like Miami, Phoenix, San Diego. You can't get any perspective. You don't see the big picture. The sun's too bright, it blots it out. You need your eyes blinded by the bitter frost-biting smog. You need the icy air scarring your lips. The frigid winds rattling your bones. You need the pipes freezing if you don't leave the water running. You need to be so cold you don't want to get out of bed, never mind out of the house. You don't get the darkness, the fear, the depression, no confrontation with mortality in the early morning frozen stillness. You don't get to ask the basic existential question. Why are we here? Why is all life suffering? Why is everything that tastes good bad for you? Why does CNN have so many damn commercials? You know, the basics. But somewhere around the end of February, you've had it. Enough already. And knowing March and April will continue to suck, it's time to escape. Quick, Cato, into the underground garage, where the surf is always up.
Checking out the parties for a surfer girl.
Hi, this is Andy Chernoff from The Dictators and The Master Plan, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, where you can hear the greatest records ever recorded.
Looks upon New York like we're left-wing communist Jewish homosexual pornographers. I think of us that way sometimes, and I live here.
Max, if we lived in California, we could play outdoors every day in the sun.
Sun is bad for you. Everything our parents said was good is bad. Sun, milk, red meat, college.
Come on, everybody! Come on in! Bobby's gonna show you how to do the swim! Come on, baby, I want you to swim.
I wish I was in the mountains, where it's so cool and peaceful in the snow. So wonderful to feel the wind in your face, clean and nice. And I like the smell of smoke in the winter, coming from the wood, in the fireplaces.
Talk about something else. Talk about women. Women! Women!
Started with the choir, Cleveland's Own, Baby is Cold Outside, written by Dan Clowan, who would pretty much be the only guy in the group that didn't make the trip to become the Raspberries, then sort of replaced by Eric Carmen. Number one record in Cleveland. And then we got thematic, Surf City, Jan and Dean, big and important before the Beach Boys. And Jan and Brian Wilson would hook up on many compositions. That's one of them, much to Brian's father's dismay. Help Me Rhonda was Brian Wilson with Mike Love. And I think the only big hit sung by Al Jardine. It's great when you have four or five lead singers in a group. California Sun, co-written by Morris Levy. Can't you see Morris is sitting down at the piano and bashing that baby out in between booking bets and having guys whacked? I kid Morris. We love him. Henry Glover being the lucky co-writer. We played the Dictators version, which has a couple of very funny moments that are not in the original. Bobby Freeman's fantastic Come On and Swim, produced by Sylvester Stewart and co-written by Sly Stone and Tom Komen. Then He Kissed Me, third lead singer of the Crystals, Lala Brooks. Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Barry and Phil Spector co-writing, and in this case, the record company guy actually was a songwriter. I asked Jeff Barry about that, you know. I said, tell me the truth, man. You know, was Phil just sort of, you know, hanging around, making good suggestions and credited as co-writer. He said, absolutely not. If my life depended on having a hit record and I could pick one guy on earth to co-write it, it would be Phil Spector. Great Jack Nietzsche arranging, of course. And Jan and Dean got a second track, Ride the Wild Surf. Roger Christian joining Brian Wilson and Jan Berry, which is unusual. They usually save Roger for the car songs. We are celebrating summer because we are freezing our asses off. And it helps.
Sigues en el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. El pasado viernes se cumplían 417 años de la sentencia a muerte y ejecución de Giordano Bruno, quien fuera poeta, matemático, astrónomo y filósofo italiano. Bruno fue quemado vivo en la hoguera a sentencia de la Inquisición por poner en duda diversas cuestiones. Por ejemplo, proponiendo que el Sol era una simple estrella y que el universo había de contener un infinito número de mundos habitados por animales y seres inteligentes. En fin, no parecían opiniones muy acordes con las ideas imperantes del 1600. Giordano Bruno fue quemado vivo en la hoguera en la plaza de Campo di Fiori, en Roma. Allí se erigió una estatua de bronce en su honor en 1889, como símbolo en contra de la censura del libre pensamiento y la represión. Dale, Little.
And speaking of feeling warmer, the Catholic Church burned Giordano Bruno at the stake this week, February 17, 1600, 2 days before Nicholas Copernicus's birthday, ironically, or intentionally, since it was Bruno's belief in Copernicus's theory of the solar system that got him lit up. He was born 1548 in the little town of Nola, right next to Vesuvius, the volcano, not the restaurant. At 13, he was hanging out at the monastery at St. Domenico, where Thomas Aquinas had lived and taught, and within a few years he became a Dominican priest. His only problem was he asked too many questions, and speculation in the 16th century was not cool, especially with the Inquisition going on. So he leaves town, ends up getting in all kinds of philosophical adventures, and writes like 20 books. Along the way, he decides Christianity is entirely irrational and has no scientific basis, and yeah, you can start getting that torch ready right about now. In 16th century thought, Aristotle was still king. He was the only scientific type philosopher that everybody agreed with, because he had the earth at the center of the universe, and so did the church, right? Well, Bruno starts talking about an infinite universe, full of worlds, and that the earth was just a spinning ball in the middle of it. Then he starts talking about how man has not only the right to think, but the obligation to think, to question, to dream. And then he went on to write that matter was alive and could not be destroyed, and that all life was eternal. It just changed shapes. Radical ideas. But destiny was calling. He's hired as a private teacher to a patrician in Venice that isn't happy with his lessons and rats him out to the Inquisition. They throw him in jail for 7 years, torture him, and give him a chance to recant, or else he's going to burn. Now, Galileo would take up the same cause of the heliocentric solar system 30 years later, but they didn't burn him. They just put his book on the forbidden book list for 200 years. But Bruno, they condemn for heresy, blasphemy, immoral conduct, and basically thinking wrong. He got off his knees as his sentence was read, and said, perhaps you, my judges, pronounce this sentence against me with greater fear than I receive it. In 1582, he wrote a play called The Candler, in which he said, behold in the candle borne by this candler, to whom I give birth, that which shall clarify certain shadows of ideas. I need not instruct you of my belief. Time gives all and takes all away. Everything changes, but nothing perishes. One only is immutable, eternal and ever endures, one and the same with itself. With this philosophy, my spirit grows, my mind expands. However obscure the night may be, I await the daybreak. and they who dwell in day look for night. Rejoice, therefore, and keep whole, if you can, and return love for love. They tied his tongue with a gag, dragged him out to the Campo dei Fiori Square in Rome, tied him naked to a pole, and burned him at the stake. 400 years later, Pope John Paul II apologized.
Russian blue electric clocks. The alarm bell rings, it will not stop. And I can see no end in sight. And search in vain by candlelight for some long road. Kings bring of myrrh and frankincense, I'm told, and fat openers carved in gold. And though it seems they smile with glee,
you know you Hi, this is Ryan Hamilton. You're in Little Steven's Underground Garage, and they're playing the coolest songs ever made.
Enters His Holiness Torquemada, the Grand Inquisitor of the Spanish Inquisition. Torquemada, do not implore him for compassion. Torquemada, do not beg him for forgiveness. Torquemada, do not ask him for mercy. Let's face it, you can't talk him out of anything.
Crack do you think is going to happen to you when you say that there's another sun with other Earths revolving round it? That this Earth is a planet and not the center of the universe, and that there's nothing but stars. No difference between Earth and heaven. No heaven at all.
What do you mean?
God. Where is God in your system of the universe?
Inside us. Or nowhere.
10 years ago, a man was burned at the stake for saying that.
Giordano Bruno spoke too soon. He'd never have been burned if he could have backed up what he said with proof.
Do you really believe that proof makes any difference?
All the difference in the world. I believe in man. And that means I believe in reason.
For discretion is well known, and I appreciate the glimpse into your mystery. Tell me just one thing, then you're on your own. Am I still penciled in on your calendar?
I know flowers grow from rain, but how can love grow from pain?
Started the tribute to Giordano Bruno, Boko Haram, one of the greatest bands of all time, with one of the greatest records of all time, Shine On Brightly, title of their second album. And until they are in the Hall of Fame, there will be no rest and no justice in the world. Fire, Crazy World of Arthur Brown, top 10 record for The Who's label, track 68.
A Few Brain with Ginger Wildheart and Ryan Hamilton out of Newcastle. Get it from roundrecords.bandcamp.com.
Death of a Clown, one of Brother Dave's lead vocals. Dave wrote most of it. Ray wrote the, they wrote part of it. Shel Talmy producing.
St. Valentine's Day. Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul. The new album is Soulfire, coming in May or so.
Ain't That Peculiar, one of Marvin Gaye's greatest, written by those Miracles, who contributed quite a few fabulous compositions to the Motown family, in addition to their own records. Smokey Warren Moore and Marv Tarplin and Robert Rogers. Smokey produced that also. Yeah, we're in Detroit in the wintertime. Surf is up.
Estás en Rock FM escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. No sé si te estás preguntando quién es la patrona de la televisión. Bueno, de las telecomunicaciones y de los ojos y también del buen tiempo. Pues sí, esas son las cuestiones que nos propone Little Steven esta noche. Resulta que la patrona es Santa Clara de Asís, y lo es porque en la Navidad de 1252, Clara de Asís no pudo asistir a los oficios por encontrarse enferma. Sin embargo, le reportó a sus hermanas que había estado presente, milagro mediante, atendiendo con sus oídos espirituales. Así se cuenta, y en febrero de 1958, el Papa Pío XII definió aquel milagro como una experiencia de televisión mística.
ask me how we got from surfing to religion? I just work here. And to my knowledge, Jesus didn't surf. Not in the Galilee, anyway. There might have been some action on the Mediterranean side, though. I don't know. But while we're on the subject, I know you've been wondering, who is the patron saint of television? Well, I'm going to tell you. St. Milton, you're thinking. No. St. Jackie? No. St. Lucy? No. Anyway, the patron saint of television is St. Clare of Assisi. I know, you knew that. And how does a girl from the 17th century get connected to TV, you might ask? Unless, of course, the church of San Damiano had cable. Well, long story short, her evil father, Count Favorino Schifi, tried to force her into a marriage with some rich dude from the Bolo Club or something like that. She splits and seeks refuge with St. Francis, the cat that would become St. Francis. And Frankie, having the instinct of a, you know, saint, takes her in. She forms an order of nuns, has their hair cut short, and enforces a very strict vow of purity and chastity and the whole thing. And she ended up caring for St. Francis right to the end. But here's the kicker. In addition to being the patron saint of eyes and good weather and embroidery, Pope Pius XII made her the patron saint of television because once when Claire was too ill to attend Mass, she had been able to see and hear it on the wall of her room. So stick that in your Blu-ray.
Popcorn, please. There's nothing You know, I'm a lucky man. I have a television set in my office, or I wouldn't know what's going on in this district at all. You're all over the tube.
Am I cute?
Very cute. You made the corpse look like a hero.
If I needed someone to love, you're the one that I'd be thinking of. If I needed someone, if I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my friend. Come some other day, then it might not have been like this. But you see, now I'm too much in love. Call your number on my wall, and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone. Some other day, then it might not have been like this. But you see, now I'm too much in love. Call your number on my wall, and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone.
Stranger, until I let you in, this heart made of tin. I'm all undone, since your love came and found me. You unbound me, yeah. And I just can't run, since your love is around me. It's all around. Unfree.
Hi, everybody. This is Gary Lewis of Gary Lewis and the Playboys. And you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, where he's playing the greatest records ever made.
Tribute to St. Clair, patron saint of TV. It began with Frank Zappa, patron saint of freaks, misfits, and outcasts. Catholic Girls from Joe's Garage. The Beatles, one of George Harrison's best, If I Needed Someone. Rubber Soul, 1965. Jake Clemens with All Undone. His new album is Fear and Love. Co-produced it with Robert Swinehart, and you can get it from jakeclemens.com. Gary Lewis and the Playboys, She's Just My Style, co-written by Leon Russell. Snuff Garrett producing. We are ignoring winter today, in complete denial. Surf is up.
Llegó el momento en el que Little Steven comparte con nosotros parte de la música que ha estado disfrutando estos días. Toca detenerse en la canción más chula de la semana. Esta noche la presentan Southern Culture on the Skids, la canción Dirt on the Road, sonando aquí en el Underground Garage en Rock FM.
You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now. Our our coolest song in the world this week comes from the rock and roll capital of the world, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Please welcome to the Underground Garage stage, Southern Culture on the Skids.
Down and dirt. Hello, this is Peter Noon, Herman from Herman's Hermits, and you're with Little Stephen in the Underground Garage, which is a very groovy place to be, just as long as you're not alone.
She's a must to avoid, a complete impossibility. She's a must to avoid, better take it from me. You think she's a prize at the start,
prize at the start.
But take my advice, play it smart.
Just play it
she's
smart.
Nothing but trouble, better cut out on the double before she gets into your heart.
She's a must to avoid,
a complete impossibility.
She's a must to avoid,
better take it from me. When you stare into her pretty blue eyes,
into
there's
her
no way to see through her disguise.
Through her disguise.
But don't try to love her, cause you'll quickly discover you're trapped in the web of her lies.
She's a must to avoid, a complete impossibility. She's a must to avoid,
better take it from me. Her lips look inviting, it's true.
Oh, yes,
but lots
true.
Of other guys have felt like you do. She'll build up your hopes, and when you need her the most, that's when she'll say goodbye to you.
She's a must to avoid,
a complete impossibility.
She's a
must to avoid, better take it from me.
Of the dance, the excitement of Helen and several beers have taken effect. Inhibition and caution are forgotten. When Helen suggests they have a few more beers, he's all for it. Why not? Everyone else is doing it. To refuse would be square, and that must be avoided at all costs.
Bye.
Started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, Dirt Road from Southern Culture on the Skids. And I know that feeling. Rick Miller co-produced it with Mark Williams and co-wrote it with Mary Huff. Rick and Mary and Dave Hartman being the constant members of the band. Get it from Scots.com. S-C-O-T-S. As in Southern Culture on it. Yeah, well, you get it. Our coolest song in the world this week, Dirt Road from Southern Culture on the Skids. Pandora's. Oh, we lost Paula Pierce way too early. She was heading more towards hard rock, but I'd like to think she would have come back to the garage where she belonged. One of the really great garage rock songwriters, really, of all time, Paula Pierce. Bill Englert involved with the Pandoras. In and Out of My Life in a Day, one of their best. Herman's Hermits, a must to avoid from the soundtrack of their film, Hold On. P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry writing that. Yeah, there were quite a few American composers contributing to the British invasion right up until they started writing everything themselves, which would have happened more in the 66, 67 period. But in those early days, 64, 65, a lot of Brill Building stuff and even West Coast stuff like that. Somebody Been Sleeping in My Bed. Fabulous record. 100 proof aged in soul. Holland Dozier Holland off on their own. They left Motown a year or two earlier, I guess. Don't go nowhere, baby. As the snow comes down and we huddle around the fire, we are off to the Hawaiian beaches in our minds.
Bueno, familia, estamos llegando al final del show de esta noche aquí en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Pero antes de despedirnos, nuestro guitarrista favorito quería recordar a un gran actor como fue el señor Lee Marvin, quien nació precisamente un 19 de febrero, pero de 1994, en Nueva York. Su encuentro con la interpretación fue de lo más inusual. Marvin se encontraba trabajando como fontanero en un teatro municipal cuando se le pidió que sustituyera a uno de los actores en un ensayo. Le gustó tanto la experiencia que decidió estudiar interpretación. Lee Marvin ganó un Oscar en 1965 al mejor actor principal por su participación en la película La ingenua explosiva. Pero de actores y películas, casi mejor que nos hable Little Steven. Dale, maestro.
Our freak of the week is Lee Marvin, born February 19th. Yes, the same day as Copernicus, 1924. His father was a direct descendant of the cat who founded Hartford, Connecticut. Yes, Matthew Marvin Sr. in 1635. And his mother was a direct descendant of George Washington's brother, Augie. So, you know, Lee Marvin was destined for something. Like, for instance, getting thrown out of every school he attended for bad behavior. For starters, he would join the Marines and become a sniper. Got wounded in the Battle of Saipan 8 months before Iwo Jima, where most of his platoon was wiped out, and this would affect him the rest of his life. But how about this for destiny? He's working as a plumber's assistant, fixing a toilet at a local community theater in upstate New York, when one of the actors got sick, and for some reason, they asked him to read for the part. He did it. He loved it. He put down his plunger forever. Started doing off-Broadway, moved to Hollywood, and got work right away, not only as an actor, but also assisting on military movies for his expertise. His first film was You're in the Navy Now, 1951, but his real arrival came in 1953 with two roles, a vicious gangster in The Big Heat and the motorcycle gang leader and rival to Marlon Brando in The Wild One, where his gang, the Beatles,
might have given some English kids an idea for a band name. He didn't really get any name recognition until 100 or so episodes of M Squad in the late 50s. We played a hard-boiled police lieutenant, but his best work was yet to come. Don Siegel's The Killers in 1964, Cat Ballou in 65, where he won the Oscar, The Dirty Dozen in 67, and then later that year, The Ultimate, Point Blank, one of the coolest movies of all time. Our Freak of the Week, Lee Marvin.
I used to think I knew it. Man, I swore through it. Things like Al Jetta ain't the things that matter. That's one thing I can do without. I'm not talking, but that's what I got to say. Things I say at midnight. Ain't gonna say it, baby. I reached the first conclusion. I don't express confusion. Don't call me, baby, I'll call you. Things I say, they won't say a thing that reached the conclusion. It all express confusion. That's one thing I can do without. Talking, that's what I got to say. Let's say things are awful. Not just being awful, but say things are splendid. Not just being friendly. That's one thing I can do without.
But we still have one operation to go. If you guys foul up on this one, none of us will ever play the violin again. Because up until now, it's all been a game. But as of tomorrow night, it's going to be the real thing. And if you want to know how real, I'll tell you. It's my guess that a lot of you guys won't be coming back. But there's no sense of squawking about that, right? Because the Army never did love you anyway.
Money had a sad child. Was feeling low down. Tuesday had a dream child. She's always on the go, so I'm in love with Saturday's child. Every time you take her out at night, you wanna kiss and throw away all time. You can tell the future's looking bright. If you love a Wednesday, you live your life apart now. And if you love a Thursday, she's gonna break your heart. So I'm in love with Saturday's child. Every time you hold her close, you see, you can feel the thrill that's gonna be. Now the future has a guarantee. She looks at me.
will never learn my lesson. Should have shaken off my adolescence by now, but I don't know how or when. You got to be so attractive, but now you're holding my emotions captive. Round and round we go again. I have a record, I recognize your face. For the record, you put me back in the place. My head's in high school, you threw me back to the start. And I'm a little bit older, but I'm still a teenager. I got a teenager.
Brother Wayne Kramer from the MC5. You're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
Little Fanelli, sweet soup too. They've been coming around, gives them something to do. The mamas all want them not to come to town. They got into the blood, now they gotta get down. Shaking the street. It's got that beat, shaking street, where all the kids meet. Shaking street, it's got that sound. Shaking street, said you gotta get down. Streetlight Sam decided to make the trip all the way from New Jersey on his girlfriend's tip. He pulled into town and met skinny lady Beat. Said, "Come here, boy, I heard about the street. I heard about the place where all the kids go. Now I'm about to flip. I just gotta know about Shaking Street. It's got that beat. Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, so you gotta get down." Well, the kids on Shaking Street have never given in, 'cause all of their lives they've been living in sin. You know that the man, you take for the taking and you shake for the shaking. Ha! The shaking is complaining and they find it so shocking. All the kids wanna do is just keep on rocking. They ain't got no time to think about stopping. They gotta get down and do
a little stomping with Sally Baker. Wants to shake a shaker. Bobby Phillips says he's gonna take her to Shaking Street. He's got that beat, Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, he's got that sound. Shaking Street, you gotta get down. Shaking Street, he's got that beat. Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, so you gotta get down.
That's better, Johnny. You know, I miss you. Ever since the club split up, I missed you. We all missed you. Did you miss them?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. The Beatles missed you. All the Beatles missed you. Come on, Johnny. Let's you and me go inside and have a beer, and I'll be delivering Christmas out of you.
Yeah.
start our celebration of one of the great actors of all time, Lee Marvin, with I'm Not Talking, Yardbirds, Giorgio Gomelsky in the control room at that point, Saturday's Child from the Monkees, written by David Gates, and I don't know how he wrote something that cool and ended up in Bread. Voice and Heart producing, Teenage Heart, Wildlife's New One's Out, Out on Your Block is the album, written by Dave Feldman and Sam Allen, produced by Tuck Smith and Dan Dixon, mixed by Jeffrey Sanoff. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com. Shaking Street from MC5. A lot of Detroit in the show. That's what we always think of, you know, when we're thinking of surfing and beaches. Fred Sonic Smith. Writing and singing. And John Landau producing that classic. And over to the other town we think of when we're thinking of warm weather and beaches and frolicking in the sun. Chicago. Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Walking by Myself. The great Jerry Ragavoy producing. Buzzy Featon playing that fabulous guitar. Don't worry. Only 4 months left of winter. It'll be over before you know it. You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Seminole Hard Rock cafes, hotels, and casinos worldwide. Been there with us from the beginning. Jimmy Allen and the gang. And our special thanks to the Seminole Native Americans, coolest Indian tribe ever. Our new distributor is Sun Broadcast Group. I want to thank Ron Rivlin, who does the U.S., and Jessica D'Agostin, Radio Express, does the international affiliates. So if somebody gets you a radio station for Christmas, call Ron or Jessica, and you can have this show and be the coolest cat on your block. You can get the Underground Garage app at iTunes or Google Play. You can go to facebook.com/undergroundgarage or undergroundgarage.com. You can tweet me at Stevie Van Zandt. Please don't do it if you're a twittiot. Yes, I had to make that name up. I'm lucky. I get more friends than not. And of course, if you're looking for any kind of fab gear, you know, vintage equipment or new stuff or anything having to do with guitars or keyboards or drums or anything having to do with rock and roll, you got to go to andybabukesfabgear.com. Babuke is B-A-B-I-U-K, emphasis on the U-K. You can Shazam us during the coolest song or credits and win some stuff. And special thanks, of course, to Alan Freed. See you next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment.
Espero que hayas disfrutado del show de esta noche. Yo soy Carlos Medina y en 7 días volvemos a encontrarnos en el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM, dispuestos a escuchar música y anécdotas, las que nos cuente el guitarrista de Springsteen. Buenas noches, familia. Feliz semana.